A week ago, as I did walk, when it was almost twilight, near to the cage in St. James's Park, appeared to my eyesight. I there espied a soldier gay, that was both brisk and airy, but could not tell by any way what might his business there be. When I came nearer, I perceived he had a wench before him. He shoved her up against a tree, as if that he was boring. I stayed a while and laughed at, for I had got a cup, sir, and cried, "Pray turn her face about, or you'll ne'er get her up, sir." The soldier then replied to me, "Is it so strange an object to see a soldier at his post beget the king a subject? He handled then his arm so well, and called me incompuptu, and said I'll neither turn her round nor strive to get her up, Joe." With that his match he bravely cocked, presented and gave fire. She opened to the right and left, disdaining to retire. The bullets they did fly about, and boldly he did vent her. He with consent of both the sides the sally port did enter. At every motion of his breast the bandoliers did rattle, and every toss went to and fro did represent a battle. The birdcage it was hard at hand, and every bird did chatter. The crane, the vulture, and the crow cried, "Soldier, now have at her." The soldier he did win the field, his sword he so well handed. He had much ado to make her yield, that he should be disbanded. And now the loving combat's o'er, no longer she could tarry, and she went off with all the spoil. I wish her ne'er miscarry. But in short time this handsome maid her belly swelled up higher, and she did seriously affirm no man lay with or by her. Therefore the neighbors all conclude some wanton fellow by night had stolen away her maidenhead when she did sleep at twilight. Her mistress sometimes called her a whore, and said she'd not believe her. The skillful doctors all conclude a timpani did grieve her. But then she soldier came again to have the other round about. But what he speak in merry mood, the riddle all was found out. The maid brought forth a pretty youth, as ever I did see joy, and all the neighbors there in truth call it the greenwood tree boy. You maidens that are kind and free, walk to the park by twilight, and take a touch off greenwood tree, 'tis good to clear your eyesight. Let this to young men warning be, for they do often wild go, how they help maids to climb the tree, for fear they do with child go. Though you with gravy cap will play, and take thereof a sup, sir, yet turn her face the other way, or you'll ne'er get her up, sir.